Okay, next poet is Don Wentworth.
Thank you, Christine. I want to thank Joan and Jimmy for the opportunity to come here tonight to read. It's a real pleasure. Can we get this up? That's great. And then just towards you. Yeah, it's better. Then, yeah, just a little bit away. Thanks. Okay. I want to just say the last time that I was here in Hemingway's was a long time ago, August of 1987, first week of August, almost 24 years ago. And I don't know what happened on that night, but I didn't read for another 20 years. So I've just been reading for the last 2 years again. For those of you who don't know me, I read very brief haiku-like poems, one-line poems, two-line poems, three-line poems. Like that. So I'm going to start out tonight, and I'd like to dedicate this to someone who was here actually that night in 1987, a small press Pittsburgh legend, Sue Samuel Elkind, who isn't with us anymore. I'm going to start out with some summer poems. Morning glory opens to anything, even you. This next one's a two-line poem. The sound of one gull overwhelms the sea. And this one happened to me. Today, Mr. Grackle, I smiled and sang like you, and everyone complained. Okay. In Eastern philosophy, Buddhism, there's a concept called the 10,000 things, which is the naming of all things, or there's 10,000 things in the universe. This is one of my own versions of that. Among the 10,000 things, August silence. This one is a little bit spring, a little bit summer. Each more beautiful than the next, unfurling humans. And this one is a Jersey summer poem. Plastic flowers. Who are you to talk? And I think I skipped one here. This is new. Ant circling the bindweed. Write it yourself. This is a what's known as a monostitch, a one-line poem. It was published in Modern Haiku and took place over on the north side on a nice chilly December day. Not one pigeon on the wrong side of the roof. This next one's a little bit longer. It's a self-help poem. I always like to do at least one self-help poem per reading. It's called Seven Steps to Heaven. One, shut up. Two, look. Three, listen. Four, close your eyes. Five, look. Six, open your eyes. Seven, repeat. This next one is for anyone who's had to suffer through the business world in the last 20, 25 years or so. Focus group, the sky, the mountains, the sea. This one is for me. While begging forgiveness, I plot my next scheme. This one's for you. You want a time frame? Now. And this one is for all of us. Mistake after mistake after mistake, adding up to just the right thing. you can figure out what this one's about. My head up my ass, not nearly far enough. The meditation. This is an elevator poem. Pressing the button for the floor I'm on, I arrive. This next one is a sort of blend between a haiku and a tanka. Pinching the bridge of my glasses for cleaning, my father's fingers. And this is a new one, sort of related to one that came before. It's called the 10,001st thing. What is it about the silence that surrounds Heron in the pond? And this human watching Heron? And that world drifting leisurely on one leg through fixed eternity? This one is after the poet, the haiku poet, Kobayashi Isa, who is one of my favorite poets. He had great compassion for all living things. It's called Long After Isa. Watch out, ants, clumsy sinner with big feet. And nature, one noble truth, leaf after leaf after leaf. This one's for Jerome, but I don't see him here. But it's for Jerome. The sweet magnolia bows to all creation. And you were saying? And two quick ones. This one solves one of the great mysteries of 20th century physics, the quantum theory, the merging of quantum theory and classical theory into one grand theory. It has a title. It's called The Grand Unified Theory. It has four words. The moment becomes you. And one last poem. Every day, given the opportunity to fuck up. Every day. Thank you. Thanks very much. Next poet is Bob Ziller.